Know when to walk away. Know when to walk away from the deal, because some of the best deals you make are the deals that you don't make. Know when to run, right.
Could you just say your alternate plans again? The first one's cash, and then the next one is some money now and some later, and then what was the third one?
100% owner financing. Okay. They're going to put up all the cash. You're going to take it either subject to, or they don't have a mortgage on it, and they're going to finance it for you. Was there a question back there? Yep. Response to know when to walk away?
Yeah, earlier you mentioned with the brokers doing the right thing for them as far as being trying to be quick with making decisions. And I was going to mention at that point, knowing when to walk away. It feels good when you're able to make a quick decision about not taking a property, you know. And I think it's kind of cool once you can feel confident to do that and walk away and not get muddled into long decision making, you know.
See, this is the problem that happens is people, if you don't have a lot of marketing out there and you get a deal, and you finally get a deal. It's like, I got a deal, I got a seller, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna make a deal, yes. So you go out to the seller and it's a marginal deal or it's not really a deal, but you wanna make this deal work. You so wanna make this deal work, you know? And you offer more than is even reasonable or responsible for the property. And you don't wanna walk away because this is the only deal inside of your sights. Don't get yourself in that situation. Don't be emotional about this. This is a business. Remember this, he who cares less usually wins also. The six costly mistakes to avoid when you're negotiating. Offering too much too soon. That's a bad one.
Question, Dave.
Yep.
When you make an offer on a property you got through a realtor connection,
yes.
Do you make the offer yourself directly?
To the owner?
To the owner.
No, I don't usually make the offer myself directly to the owner. Sometimes I can ask to be in the room when the offer is being presented. But you know what? That really TOs to realtors. They don't like that. So I try to avoid that if I can. And I know I don't like that when somebody does that to me. You know, if I've got a seller, I'm just doing it. So you can and you can't. I'll tell you one thing I do is on the apartment houses, the larger apartment houses, I try to get involved in those negotiations if I can, right, one on, because there's a lot more creative stuff that goes along there. And then I can do, you know, if they're going to say this, I can come back right back with this, and vice versa. Yes?
Dave, when you just ask who has money, what are you looking at in the thousands and the millions? What is considered today in today's market having money?
Well, $10,000 for a down payment is money. $20,000, you know, anything, that if you have enough for a down payment to get a deal rolling, then you got money, basically. You know, you sounded just like my mother. Dave, when is enough enough? I can't help it, Ma, it's just my personality. All right, accepting the seller's first asking price. That's a big no-no. We talked about that a little bit earlier. You accept their first asking price, and they're going to figure that a week or 2 weeks later that you would have paid more money for that house. And then they're going to screw up the deal. They're either going to try to get you to raise your price or they're going to try to sell it to somebody else. Has that happened to anybody here yet? It will. It happened to me twice before I got smart enough to not let it happen again. Even that woman where I told you, I went over to her house and it was worth $124,900. She'd take $100,000 and then she'd drop right down to $80,000. I offered her $76,000 because of my previous experiences. And getting the deal screwed up because I took their first offer. And we ended up at 78. Purchasing based on market rent, that's more geared towards apartment houses. Never purchase based on what you think the rents are going to be. If the rents are low, buy based on those low rents. Income properties are based on the are valued based on the income that comes in from the property. If the rents have not been raised, then that should be reflected in the price of the property. If the guy says, well, they can be raised, say, okay, raise them, and then I'll buy it. But if he does raise them, then there goes all the value out of the property. You know what I mean? Because you're buying it for some sort of a value play. Projecting what the seller wants. You want to get into the seller's head, but you don't want to you know, get so far in there that you think you know what he wants, and then you base your offers on that, and you're way out in left field. Or how about this one? The seller is never going to take that offer. You know, how do you know? Make the offer. Those disgustingly, embarrassingly low cash offers that you're going to make, make them. You don't know what the seller is going to take. Don't ever make a concession without getting something in return. That's a big one. Somewhere down the line on the deal, people are going to ask you for something. If you don't ask something, if you do not ask for something in return, they're going to ask for something else. And something else. So if they ask for something, tell them you want something in return, give a little bit of pain for the pleasure that they're going to get, and they will not ask a second time once they realize that you're going to ask for something else. And, you know, the worst mistake you can make, and there's no reason for it, is not being prepared. You should always be prepared going into negotiations. Always do your homework. No excuse for not doing it. Let's do some objection handlers. These are some cards I got a long time ago. And on one side, they say one of the common objections. And on the other side are the objection handlers. So I'm going to ask you the objection. I'm going to find out who knows the answer. Here's one for a lease option, which they usually ask. How do I know that you'll make my payments? What would your answer to that be? Anybody? Take a shot at it?
I've got 35 years of perfect credit. I've never missed a payment in my life, and I've got a credit report I can show you that has my numbers on it.
It's a good one. Yep. I've used that. She just said, that's my business? Yep. That's how I do my business.
If I don't make my payments, I don't get my option consideration back.
That's true. You get money invested into the deal. If I don't make the payments, I'm losing my money. It's a good one.
You can put the money that you plan on putting towards payments in an escrow account that guarantees the payment.
Excellent. Yep. And the only one you guys didn't mention was I'll do direct deposit over to the bank. So you can see that they're coming in. I need my attorney to see the agreement. That's going to be one that comes up a lot. You do not want their attorney seeing the agreement. Because what does the attorney say?
No.
No. That's their job. No, 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 no. Anybody get one for that?
What don't you understand, and can I help you clarify anything?
That's exactly the answer to that question. What don't you understand? How can I help you clarify this? Do you mean to tell me if your attorney doesn't see this agreement, then we don't have a deal? And you say that like you're offended. No, no, especially the motivated. No, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. And then I explain to them. You realize that an attorney goes after everybody for liability, don't you? They say, yes. And I say, do you know what the attorneys, so they don't get into any liability, are going to tell you? What? No. They're going to tell you no. They're going to tell you don't do it. Because if they do and something happens, then they're liable. I explain that to them. How do I know I can trust you? Better Business Bureau, right. Is that yours?
Credibility pack.
The credibility kit. Those are the two things. Better Business Bureau and the credibility kit. So you have another one? When are you going to sell the property? When you're doing a lease option and you're taking a subject to, you're going to tell these people that you're not going to sell for umpteen amount of years. I usually tell them 3 years and sell it on lease option for two. But when they say to you, when will you sell? Anybody have one on that? Bill?
Well, I'm going to sell it as quick as possible, but we have need the time to get a qualified applicant to fill your house.
That's a good one. I'm going to sell as quick as possible. While I'm in the selling process, I'm going to be making all your payments and making all the maintenance to your property.
And I don't make my money
That's right. And I don't make the, look, I want to sell it as fast as I can because I don't make any money until I sell the property as well. That's a good one. What if you put a lease option tenant in there and they tear up my house? What do you think, Steve?
Well, as you know, we'll be responsible for all your repairs and any damages by the tenant.
Yep. That's it. It's in writing. Go ahead, Raina.
However, the tenant is, hoping that this house is going to belong to him one day and will take care of it as though it's his now.
That's an excellent point. Do you realize that I'm selling this property lease option, and when I sell it lease option, I tell the person that's leasing the house that you're a homeowner in training. So therefore, they're in training to be a homeowner, and they're going to take care of the property just as they would as if it was their own, because it is going to become their own. So therefore, there's a lot more respect given to the single-family houses when we have a lease option buyer in there than if it was a regular tenant. Here's some good things to remember. Feel, felt, found. Who uses feel, felt, found? Anybody? Faye. Feel, felt, found. This is how you do. Give me an objection. How do I know that the tenants aren't going to tear up my house? I know how you feel. Other people have found the same way. But this is what they found. When they read through this agreement that we have, that I guarantee that all the repairs that are needed on the property are going to be done prior to my selling. So I know how you feel, which means I have empathy for you. Others have felt the same way. You're not alone. Other people have been through this too. This is what they've found. This is the solution. Feel, felt, found. You can use it for anything. It's really effective. Another good method is repeat in silence. I want to sell my house. You offer $90,000. Well, I can offer you $90,000 for your house. They say they go for $100. I want to sell it for $100. Well, I can offer you $90. Well, I need $100. You need $100,000? Silence. Well, yeah, I need $100. $100? Silence. They get really uncomfortable with the silence. Everybody does. So with that silence, they usually say something. They usually have some sort of an excuse, or they start to dwindle. They start to crack a little bit. Repeat. Hey, it works great for spouses. You know, you want to go to the movies with your spouse? She wants to see, you know, the girls' movie. You want to see Arnold, right? Well, I want to go see the girls' movie. You want to see the girls' movie? Silence. Well, I guess we could see Arnold. It really works. It works good with restaurants, too. I know. I use this stuff. Steve said, that's why I'm single. Oh, Steve, that hurts. All right, and how to handle objections. Get feedback for every question that you answer. Repeat what they say. Repeat in silence are the good ones. Those are some quick tips on negotiating. Same thing with objections. If you could sit down and think of all the different objections that you think you might get when you're going into a negotiation, then have them already handled inside of your mind so when they come up. Or in your immediate presentation, you may want to take care of them as they're coming. They're called leaks. You got a pressure cooker going, right? You want this person to do a certain thing. You want to plug the leaks in that pressure cooker as you're going along, sometimes before they come up or sometimes as they come up. It's always nice to get them before they come up, so it's already handled in their mind.